Tuesday, 3:10 p.m. at my NHH locker. I felt really bad for Patrick and all the guys in the science club. Hey, I knew from personal experience what it was like to face the wrath of Tiffany. I only have to deal with her for the rest of the week, but those poor guys are stuck with her for the rest of the year. Tiffany is just a mean girl whose hobby is ruining other people's lives. And speaking of mean girls, I had a really good hunch who was spreading all those nasty rumors about me. I glanced at the clock on the wall and grabbed my book bag to rush off to class. Then I turned around, stopped dead in my tracks, and found myself face to face with
Nikki Maxwell, what are you doing here?
Mackenzie Hollister, staring at me in shock and horror. Mackenzie looked like she had just seen a ghost. Then she was all up in my face like, my homemade facial cream. I was so mad at her that I could have slapped her into tomorrow. But I would never do anything like that because I am a very peaceful and non-violent person. I am also very allergic to beatdowns. When I last saw Mackenzie at the Cupcakery on April 30th, she was there with her new friends from NHH, but it was quite obvious she was pretending to be me. It was like she had stolen and assumed my life, but had kept her own name. Mackenzie's list of lies, how she stole my life. Mackenzie said she, number one, had a band called Actually, I'm Not Really Sure Yet. Number two, had a record deal with Trevor Chase. Number three, was crowned sweetheart princess at her Valentine's dance with Brandon as her date. Number four, had an advice column in our school newspaper called Miss Know-It-All. Number five, was a regular volunteer at Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Shelter. Number six, ran a book drive for the school library. Number seven, won a cash prize for charity in an ice skating event. And as if all of this wasn't deranged enough, Mackenzie had also started a dozen rumors saying that I had done all of the cruel stuff to her that she had actually done to me. Anyway, I pointed my finger right back in her face and shouted, Mackenzie, why have you stolen my life? Things suddenly got really, really tense. I wouldn't want your pathetic life, Nikki. Now, what are you doing at my school? I'm in the student exchange program, but I dreaded coming to Northampton Hills because of you. I'm only here because I want the free trip to Paris sponsored by this school. My teacher at WCD said I had a good chance. But I'm probably wasting my time because I've heard that the trip advisor, Madame Danielle, is really mean unless you bribe her with chocolate, I yelled. Well, just mind your business while you're here. I'm not going to let you ruin my life. You have no idea what I had to go through to get into this school. Mackenzie, you have it so easy. Everything is handed to you on a silver platter. You're wrong. I shouldn't even be at this school. I freaked out on the entrance exam and scored so low that my parents had to donate a ton of money to get me admitted. So, Nikki, you have no clue. I glared at Mackenzie, and Mackenzie glared at me. That's when we suddenly heard someone snicker. OMG, what a drama fest. I wish I had a bucket of popcorn. Mackenzie and I both turned around and gasped. Tiffany was standing right behind us, filming us with her cell phone. She stopped filming and flipped her hair. Then she stepped right in front of us and struck a glam pose. Mackenzie and I both stared at her in disbelief as she made a duck face and took a quick selfie. Sorry, girls, but both of you came from that trashy school Westchester Country Day. You'll never be good enough for Northampton Hills, And my video is all the proof I need. So don't think for one minute you're going to come here and take over my spot as queen bee. It's so not happening. Mackenzie and I stared at each other. There was no question that we'd pretty much hated each other from the first day we met. Then we both stared at Tiffany, a selfie-addicted diva intent on destroying both of our lives. She was probably the only person we both hated more than each other. Tiffany looked at the photo and giggled.
I think her selfie came out super cute. I can't wait for you to see it. I'll text copies to you both, okay? You're going to love it. See you later.
OBTW, I adore your shoes. I was completely flabbergasted. In just a few hours, Tiffany had gone from being my new BFF to my not-so-friendly frenemy. Like, who does that? It suddenly became very clear to me. There was just no way that I was going to survive this program.